Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
This morning, the Lord's Supper sermon, I chose the title, Lord, I Am Not Worthy. As some of you know, I grew up in the Baptist and Catholic Church before coming to Church of Christ. And especially in the Catholic Church, the Lord's Supper was a meeting to the Lord's Supper. And in the Catholic Church, there's a lot of back and forth kind of repetition phrases. And one of these phrases that we would use every time we worshiped before partaking of the Lord's Supper, we would acknowledge, Lord, I am not worthy. And that got me thinking for today's lesson, where is that coming from? What's the idea behind that? So looking at that first, if you turn to Luke chapter 7, verse 3 through 10, we have the story of the centurion. When Jesus is walking through the streets, the centurion heard about Jesus, and he sent elders of the Jews asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, he is worthy to have you do this for him. He loves our nation. He is the one who built us, our synagogue. And Jesus went with him. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I do not presume to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned to the crowd that followed him, saying, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. And when we think of this story, the centurion sent these elders who claimed him worthy by their standards. They list the things he has done here on earth that make him worthy. The centurion himself was able to say, I am not worthy in comparison to Jesus Christ. In comparison this with partaking of the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner, it brings to mind 1 Corinthians 11, 27 and 28. We say, wherever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So that made me think, okay, in this context, we kind of remember they were sitting out, eating full meals, drinking, almost boasting and bragging at what they had at their table. This was not the Lord's Supper. They were eating of this as if it were a feast. And this word unworthy, in this context, if you look at the original verbiage here, the word that they use here is anoxios. And this is the only time in the New Testament that this root of the word is used as an adverb, describing how an action is actually being carried out. An unworthy manner. So then that got me thinking, well, what's a worthy manner? How do we worthily partake of the Lord's Supper? And then exploring then, axios, the adjective used in the New Testament, describing the noun, the person, as worthy. That is used 38 times in reference in the New Testament for words such as appropriate, deserving, fitting, keeping with, worthy. One of the first examples of this we have in Matthew chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. Jesus has sent out his disciples. He's giving them their commission to go out and to spread the word, to teach. And he says, whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy, that axios, in it and stay there until you depart. And as you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is, again, worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. This is also referenced in Luke as well. And this idea then of worthy, he's saying, go out, give the word. So what makes someone worthy is if you go in and they receive you and they listen to you. They listen to Jesus' words that he's teaching through his disciples. That is worthy. When we partake, are we listening to the word? Are we following the word? Later on in Matthew 36 through 38, he talks about a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves mother or father more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. So again, Jesus is telling us what makes worthy. It makes us worthy if we put him first. That we love him most of all. We're comparing that to the Lord's Supper. Is that what's in our heart? Is that what's in our mind? Our love of Jesus, his sacrifice, picking up his cross, following him. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, talks about us being made worthy. In 1 Timothy 1, 15 and 16, he's discussing to Timothy. He said, the saying is trustworthy and deserving. That deserving is also that worthy, axios, of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. What Paul's saying here to Timothy, he's saying, it is not I that am worthy, but because Christ Jesus was perfect and chose me for these reasons, that's what makes me worthy. I am chosen, and I have chosen Jesus Christ. And I keep that in my heart. I believe that. I give him the opportunity to display his patience so that others can believe in him. Now, these are just a few examples. It's not the exhaustive list of worthy in the New Testament. But in these examples, we see what worthy is. Worthy is listening and hearing the word. The scripture, Jesus' teachings. It's loving and believing in the Lord your God with your whole heart. It's also accepting that, Lord, we are not worthy. We are sinners. But you chose us, and we make the choice to then take up the cross and follow and be closer to you. So how can we apply this? Going back to 1 Corinthians 11:28, they say, let a person examine himself, eat of the bread, and drink of the cup. How do we do that each Sunday, first day of the week as we gather? Are we listening to and hearing the word? How have we been following the word? Following Christ's teachings? Are we loving the Lord and putting him first in our hearts? Are we trying to change our unworthy, sinful self and picking up our cross to follow him. So then I ask myself, okay, taking this into account, what are some ways that we can do this? What are some ways that I have done this through the years? Or those that I look up to that are some of my mentors in faith? Examining ourselves, giving our attention and focus to the Lord's Supper. One concept that I found very interesting came from my grandfather. My grandfather, every Sunday morning, he was an early riser, get up around 5:30. We didn't have church until about 10:30, 11. And he would get up and he would fast. He wouldn't get up and have his morning breakfast, his eggs and bacon. He'd wait. And I'd say, well, why aren't you eating breakfast, Grandpa? Aren't you hungry? He said, yes, I am. He said, I'm hungry for the Lord's Supper. He said, on Sundays, I choose not to eat because I want my first meal to be that Lord's Supper. And anytime I'm hungry that morning, I think about my hunger to be closer to Christ. That's how I prepare myself. What do you do? Now, he told me this as a teenager, and I was reflecting on that. And to me, I thought, well, sitting, thinking about being hungry all day is taking my mind away from that. Then I took the importance of his words. As a teenager, I wasn't necessarily focused on the word or the lesson. I was sitting in the pew thinking, where are we going for brunch? But as I got older, I started taking that to heart. If I feel that hunger, associating that with being closer to Christ Jesus, and that little reminder, that physical reminder of the importance of the Lord's Supper, that's better than any bodily, earthly nourishment that I could get. Or when we come to gather in the morning, it says, reflect on my word. That's what's deemed worthy, is to listen to the word. Are you truly looking at the hymns and prayers, listening to the words and how they touch your heart and impact you? That makes this meal different. Do you reflect on yourself, mind, heart? A practice that I typically take, and I'm going to encourage us to take some time to do today. When someone's up here giving the sermon, obviously we take a pause, we say our prayer, and we partake. And in that moment I say, well, what was said today that touched my heart? What's something that I realized that I'm falling short on? And also, how am I hindering my love for Jesus and his sacrifice? Because this Lord's Supper is meant to bring us closer to Christ Jesus in his love. Am I engaging in sin? Lord knows I'm a sinner. He chose us because we were sinners. But what am I doing that's hindering that connection? How can I personally better myself? And reflecting on that before I partake and asking for help at rendering that. And reflecting that the Lord was a perfect and whole sacrifice, that sacrifice of love. The pain and anguish that Jesus Christ went through on that cross for me and my sin. Because I wasn't worthy. And only that perfect sacrifice could be made to make me worthy. And truly loving Jesus Christ for that sacrifice that he made for us. So that each time I take of the bread and I take of the cup, I do feel that immense pang in my heart. That this is not just something we do on Sundays as tradition. That this is something we do to feel Jesus' love, to be changed, to be closer to Christ, and to pick up our cross. So I encourage you today, before we partake, to take a few seconds to think about why I am not worthy and what I can do to become closer to Jesus Christ and thankful for his sacrifice. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, this first day of the week, to partake of the Lord's Supper as your Son Jesus has commanded us, we recognize that we are not worthy, that we are sinners, that like nations before us, there are times that we put distance between you, Father, and ourselves. And because of this, you sent us your Son. That he was sent to renew us and be that perfect sacrifice for us, to help make us worthy. As we take of this bread today, remembering what we do on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, help us call to mind and call to heart how we can become closer to you, Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ, to fulfill the goal in his sacrifice and the suffering that you had to endure to watch your Son suffer for us in body. We ask that you bless this bread before us, and help it renew us and remind us of your Son's love and what we're going to do each and every day to become closer to him. Father, we come again before you before we partake of the fruit of the vine. And we say thank you. Thank you for giving us the perfect sacrifice, that sacrificial lamb whose blood was slain so that we could be made worthy, so that we may be forgiven of our flaws, renewed, reinvigorated, and one of your flock, that we become one in the body of Jesus Christ and through his suffering come to you in the kingdom that is to come and that is to be promised.